Russia and England are both bidding to host the 2018 World Cup. The two countries see each other as direct competitors for FIFA votes. That's led to some trash talk, an official protest by England, and a half-hearted apology from Russia. Jessica Gallagher has more from Moscow.
Andrei Sorokin, the head of Russia's football union and the man in charge of Russia's World Cup bid, has called England's bid primitive, accusing the UK of, among other things, being rife with alcoholism and hooliganism. 32-year-old Aras Symbiaton is a huge soccer fan and was captain of his university soccer team.
In England, it looks like the organization. But in Russian, it isn't true that here are more hooligans organizations. Here, I think it's safe for here, because in Russia, the police rush is very strong.
Russian officials have admitted that there are a small amount of troublemakers at soccer matches, but they say they've got the situation under control. Or not. This is a regional match last May when unruly fans chanted, "Soccer is for fans, not for cops." Some threw plastic chairs at police. In addition to the occasional hardcore fan, the football union Sorokin acknowledges that Russia doesn't have the infrastructure in place to host an event like the World Cup. The motherland needs to build 16 stadiums, create more hotel space, and mend countless roads in order to be FIFA compliant. But in an interview on state-run television, Sorokin said not to worry.
We've never had any problems with delivering what we promised. We do have a lot of things to build, but it's no secret, and we have already started that. I mean, 9 out of 16 stadiums will be built.
Another possible obstacle might be Russia's size and 11 time zones. Not especially convenient, but again, Sorokin said, not a problem.
The distances will be within regular limits for FIFA. Right now, the farthest city that we have is only 2 hours by plane from Moscow, and that's not something extraordinary for FIFA. Look at the history of the World Cup that we've had Japan and Korea. We will have Brazil. We had South Africa. These are not small countries.
Maxime Allen, another soccer fan, says Russia may have its drawbacks, but it deserves a chance.
It's not about the football, but it is about Russian people, Russian government. I mean, Russia as a brand. It's not only the country which produces petroleum, but it's also a country with a great culture, people with a great heart.
Even some die-hard British fans believe Russia should get a crack at one of the world's most prestigious sporting events. Meet James Cooper, expat and avid British soccer fan. I nabbed him at Silver Sports Bar, a Moscow favorite. He says Russia is well-placed to host the 2018 World Cup.
It hasn't been that long since we hosted a major tournament. They might want to give it to a country which hasn't hosted a major tournament for quite a while. So, yeah, I think they could well be in the driving seat to get it.
FIFA is expected to make its decision on Thursday. For The World, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
All the chatter over FIFA's World Cup selection process this week is about the men's tournament, but the very next World Cup tournament on the schedule involves women. The 2011 Women's World Cup kicks off next June in Germany.